I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado agencies are standing by to hear from farmers, ranchers, and communities affected by the ongoing 2020 drought. Les Owen, Colorado Conservation Services Director, says in a normal year, staff would be canvassing the state, speaking to people in person, and documenting the drought impacts, but the coronavirus has made that impractical.
Colorado Water Conservation Board is standing up a virtual drought tour website that we're trying to get folks. We're encouraging folks to submit stories and pictures and things like that to this website to give a virtual drought tour. And we're hoping to get folks from around the state to send in their stories and pictures.
Governor Polis activated the Colorado Drought Mitigation Response Plan in June. The plan includes the implementation of an Ag Impact Task Force and the documentation of firsthand accounts of the drought's impact.
Of course, the drought is impacting everyone from irrigated agriculture with the surface water supplies being low and not making it through the end of the season for some folks. Some dry land crops won't even make this year because there just hasn't been the precipitation needed. Rangelands and pastures, it's a mixed bag. There's some areas that are decent.
Owen says comments from producers will directly inform current and future statewide drought response efforts. The comment page is on the Colorado Water Conservation Board's website.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.